Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The application deadline for the additional 2021 specialty crop grants is coming up on Wednesday, April 7th. Applications are again being accepted for the 2021 specialty crop grants due to one-time funding from the COVID-19 stimulus package passed by Congress in late 2020. North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring says projects that solely enhance the competitiveness of specialty crops in North Dakota are eligible for these grants. He added, "We encourage organizations, institutions, and individuals to submit proposals on their own or in partnerships." Goring says an informational manual with application instructions, scoring criteria, and the application template can be found at the NDDA's website. Applications must be submitted in electronic form by 4 p.m. on the 7th. Applications will then be reviewed, scored, ranked, and provided to Ag Commissioner Goring to determine which applications will be forwarded to the USDA for final approval in May. The USDA has increased emergency SNAP benefits for an estimated 25 million people. The USDA's Stephanie Ho has more.
USDA is increasing emergency benefits for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The move provides $1 billion per month in additional SNAP assistance to an estimated 25 million people in very low-income households.
There is a significant food insecurity challenge we face. Children in school and out of school also facing significant challenges relative to nutrition and to food security.
That was Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack speaking in March to an anti-hunger conference.
And that's why it was important for the president and vice president to step forward aggressively in the first 100 days of their administration to try to respond to the challenges that this pandemic has created in terms of food security. And I would also say nutrition security. I think we have a dual challenge here.
The additional SNAP benefits for very low-income households start this month, although states may need some time to update their systems. This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture and private landowners have partnered to protect more than 5 million acres of wetlands, grassland, and prime farmland in an area the size of New Jersey. Since October, the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, the NRCS, has enrolled 110,000 acres of new conservation easements, bringing the USDA to its important conservation milestone. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack in a statement said the USDA is committed to partnering with our nation's farmers, ranchers, and private landowners to conserve our nation's natural resources for future generations to deliver conservation and recreational benefits to rural America. This is Inside Agriculture.